This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. In the next segment, we're going to be joined by Mark Dice. We're going to talk about some of the great reports he's done this last week, beginning with a week ago. It was that we had the big kerfuffle about Meryl Streep attacking Donald Trump at the Golden Globes, that fake awards ceremony. And, of course, it was a fake story that she was attacking him for, fake narrative, saying he's making fun of this guy who's handicapped, and he just destroyed that whole narrative in a video. We're going to talk to him about that and some of the other videos that he's put out recently. Always a good guest. I was talking about what was happening at Davos. I think it's important to understand how Donald Trump is going to handle this. He has already said he's going to offer deals to Britain and to Russia. And, of course, when he criticizes the European Union and says that it has become a vehicle for German power, and then says that he's going to work with Britain to help them go through Brexit, that is a very significant signal that is being sent to the global elitists who are cowering in Davos as we speak. And as I also said yesterday, and somebody complained about it, they said, well, you know, Knight is always ignoring the U.S. being the leader of globalism. No, they have been the leader of globalism. We have been the ones who have initiated wars, who've started cold wars, who've set the Middle East on fire, who have been overthrowing regimes. That's what the globalists do. But see, the difference is that now that Trump is president, they're handing the mantle to China. China has emerged as a leader at Davos. And isn't it interesting that this place that doesn't stand for free trade or openness in any way, shape, or form is now being handed the lead role in pushing what they say, well, we want open trade. No, China doesn't want open trade. They don't want an open internet. We got China tightening app oversight. This is an article from the Wall Street Journal. They say China has long censored websites, of course. They call it the Great Firewall. And now they've got the Cyberspace Administration of China announcing new regulations on content distributed by apps in August. This was, remember, George W. Bush saying, I just wish I could do it like China does. Well, so did Obama, and Obama started doing it like China did. Now, this is what they had to say, the Cyberspace Administration of China, which we are busy setting up the equivalent here in the United States. They said some apps are spreading illegal information. There's one thing for you to have right there, illegal information. All these people who talk about undocumented immigrants, they like to say, because they say, we don't like you calling people illegal. Well, they're foreign citizens who are here illegally demanding benefits. How's that for you? Instead of undocumented immigrants. But when they talk about illegal information, maybe we should start this narrative that there isn't any information that should be illegal. I know WikiLeaks agrees with that. I agree with that. I don't think we should have illegal information. And we're not talking about national security here either, okay? This is what China is talking about. They say when they talk about spreading illegal information, it's things like the New York Times app that they demanded Apple remove from their Chinese Apple store, their app store. Okay, and Apple dutifully complied, just like Facebook, because they both work for and work with the globalists to achieve these agendas. Now, Donald Trump has said that he's going to put together deals that are going to aid Britain, deals that are going to ease tension with Russia. And, of course, what he's talking about here, he said, I took a lot of heat when I said NATO was obsolete. He said it's obsolete because it isn't taking care of terror. He said, I took a lot of heat for 2 days, and they started saying Trump is right. He said, there's only five countries that are paying what they're supposed to pay in terms of supporting NATO. And he said, only five. That's not very many. And then he added that he wanted to work with Russia. He said, one of the things I think we can do is to say nuclear weapons should be taken way down, the number of nuclear weapons, and they should be reduced very substantially. That's a part of it. Why is this so controversial? We always heard from the press in the past that it was a good thing for us to reduce nuclear weapons. We always heard that it was a good thing to reduce tensions between the U.S. and Russia, who had so many nuclear weapons. That détente was a good thing. But now it's evil. It makes you a Russian agent to even say that you don't want to have nuclear war. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Mark Dice.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining us now is Mark Dice. And, of course, Mark is no regular to those of you who watch the Alex Jones Show and follow Infowars.com. Mark has now reached 1 million subscribers on YouTube. And, of course, you can find a link to his YouTube channel if you go to markdice.com. I want to talk to Mark about the Bilderberg Group, and then we're going to take a look at some of his videos, because he's just put out a book on the Bilderberg Group. The Bilderberg Group, Facts and Fictions. Joining us now is Mark Dice. Thank you, Mark, for coming.
Great to be with you. Happy New Year. It's a new year. We're having a new president. It's just fantastic. I know that I'm not the only one that is feeling so good in this over, 10-year battle that I've been involved as a contributor of the show. And so it's so good. And on a positive note regarding the Bilderberg Group, as far as I can understand, Donald Trump has never been there, never been to the Bohemian Grove. And that's part of the reason why the American people got behind him, because he's finally was the true outsider that we have been waiting for. So it's so good. Haven't been this happy, haven't been this positive in quite a long time. So,
you know, there's a great parody video that came out around Christmas time, and of course, it was the a parody of the song "It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year." You know, and it was the most wonderful time in 8 years. I'm sure you saw that. It's a great parody video. But of course, this last weekend we've got the Davos meeting going on. Interesting that Davos, they want everybody to know about that, but Bilderberg, they want to pretend that that doesn't exist. And we're seeing all these headlines that they're having a really hard time at Davos this year, Mark. I really feel sorry for them, don't you? I mean, all these headlines, Davos elites are struggling for answers. The global elite face a world of uncertainty. These poor guys who have had everything their way for decades, and it's been the rest of us who have been struggling for answers, the rest of us who have been facing a world of uncertainty, the rest of us who have been getting poorer while the wealth concentration has continued to consolidate to an absurd level. As we point out, and you can see the stories linked on Matt Drudge, a year ago it was 62 people that had as much money as the bottom half, and now it's consolidated down to just 8. It's absolutely amazing. But tell us, in your view, why is it that they come out and they brag about what they're going to do at Davos, but then they, for years, completely even denied the existence of the Bilderberg Group?
Well, Davos is sort of a red herring. Bilderberg is essentially one of the core centers of the power structure. And so as much of this audience knows, there's obviously about probably new people coming to your show over the last several months, last year and a half with the election cycle. But the Bilderberg Group for years was obviously ridiculed as a conspiracy theory. And then finally, as the alternative media continued to grow, as social media continued to spread word and undeniable proof that the Bilderberg Group exists, who's going there, the infiltrations and the insider admissions about what it is that they've done and what they're doing, it's impossible for the mainstream media to deny that they exist anymore. So now they're stuck in a hard spot because they have to pretend like it doesn't even matter. But those of us who have been covering this for any amount of time know that recently they were ridiculing us for even mentioning that it exists or for being concerned about why these people were going there. So it certainly is a great question to pose to the fake news media, the clown network news and other mainstream media networks about why the Bilderberg Group isn't covered, or recently, the last few years when they have mentioned it, it's always with the accompanying slurs saying that it's something that conspiracy theorists are concerned about. So, you know, this election was so devastating, and we're seeing the scrambling and the desperate and really sad attempts at them trying to fight back. It's almost like a child who's been sent to bed and they're just crying and they don't want to go and they have no power anymore, at least at this point. With these celebrities, they're getting more and more detached from reality. First, we see them with their get out the vote campaign, calling Donald Trump all these ridiculous slurs. Then they have trying to stop the Electoral College. And the quality of these celebrities, if you can even call it that, continues to drop, because I only recognize one or two of the supposed celebrities, the washed up D and F list celebs in the Electoral College PSA vote, and now they're singing, I know that you've covered this, "I Will Survive" at the inauguration.
Yeah.
In the most bizarre and laughable PSA, pathetic PSA. I can't believe any agent would allow their actor to do that.
They don't have the studio system anymore. They're not watching these guys closely enough, are they? Before we get into the Hollywood video and that excellent video that you did, and we played it last Monday, debunking that myth that Meryl Streep was promulgating at the Global Golden Globes. Again, we look at the dichotomy between Davos and Bilderberg, and the fact that, okay, we'll talk all about this one and everything, but then, oh, this one doesn't even exist. They called it a conspiracy theory because we kept pointing out to people over a long period of time, look over here. Why isn't anybody covering this? And, of course, I think that tells us something very vital about it. And I think it's interesting that Donald Trump talked about this weekend the fact that the EU had become a vehicle for power for Germany. And I think that is also at the core of this when we look at Bilderberg. Remember, Bilderberg, and you well know this, you wrote the book on the Bilderberg Group here, that's your newest book. You know that they held it at the Bilderberg location. It was where the Nazis had their last victory of World War II, and they did it on the 10th anniversary of that. That's where this thing started. So this is kind of rolling the Nazis into this globalist structure, and one of the first things they do is plot a common European currency and a European United Europe that'll be united, as we see now, under the Germans. Your comment on that?
What's also interesting is they broke their protocol of having the Bilderberg meeting in the United States on election years. And every they have the meeting in the United States, obviously, because it's a lot easier for the Washington, D.C. power elite to come and visit them so they don't have to leave the country. So they often have it just outside of D.C., over in Virginia, in Chantilly, Virginia, or in a local area over there. And they didn't do it this year. And I think the reason is because in 2012, there were hundreds of protesters that surrounded the hotel for days. And we were creating so much attention for them that they knew that the attention would have been exponential this year. And so they, for the first time, I think in recent history at least, they broke the protocol and did not meet in the United States on the election year. So we kind of smoked them out of their holes, and there wasn't really a word about the coverage whatsoever. So they didn't even really mention them whatsoever. I know a few years ago when Drudge started linking to the Bilderberg group, we would see an occasional mention of them, mostly in European papers. The American press quite a bit more controlled through Operation Mockingbird. But it is interesting that they're in a weird spot, because if they even talk about them now, people are going to be wondering why they didn't haven't talked about them in previous years. People are going to go and see the previous coverage and the stories from places like InfoWars about the previous year's meetings and wonder why they haven't been covering them for years, and the cover-up is going to be even more obvious. So they're in a really tough spot.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, what they talked about last year at Bilderberg, what they're talking about Davos now, is the fact that the middle class has been so disenfranchised. They call us the precariat. Their term, because they all see this in terms of a class struggle, because these are the same people that sold us Marxism. Even though they're the corporate leaders, they're also the ones who sold us out. So they give us a kind of a Marxist term, the precariat, the precarious proletariat. And their solution, Mark, is going to be universal income to make us all welfare recipients as a kind of a passive soft kill, isn't it?
Yeah, and that way, of course, it'll kill any sort of inventiveness, any kind of goal setting. It'll allow people to sit on their sofas and play on their tablets and just watch Netflix all day, which they will be so detached, so unmotivated that they won't be inclined to be educated. They'll be lost in a digital wasteland of entertainment. And that's part of the plan. And while we had a tremendous victory electing Donald Trump, we saw the strike back was quite quick with the coining of the term fake news, which, of course, is backfiring. They're pissing in the wind, pun intended, with the BuzzFeed defamatory article coming out. I mean, it seems at this point we have the upper hand, at least for a while, and everything that they do just fails in any stepping stone, or any stumbling block, rather, they try to put in our way, just turns into a stepping stone. I mean, we can't get any better when the president-elect, soon to be president in a few days, calls the Clown News Network a fake news network and terrible. I mean, no other president would have the guts to do that. And so,
I mean, you know, I just like this weekend, we see it's the end of the circus after about 150 years. Ringling Brothers is calling it quits, and I guess they've really kind of been made redundant by all the clowns in Washington. CNN is kind of the lead ring there. I want to get into this report that you did about Meryl Streep, and I want to show people this, because if they didn't see this a week ago, they need to go back and take a look at this report that you did that completely destroys this hoax that was being promulgated by Meryl Streep. Let's roll a little bit of that report and then get your comment on that.
It was that moment when the person asking to sit in the most respected seat in our country imitated a disabled reporter, someone he outranked in privilege, power, and the capacity to fight back.
Stop right there, Meryl, because it's time for the debunking to begin. She's talking about this gesture that Donald Trump made on the campaign trail during one of his speeches when he was calling out what one of the reporters was saying about him. It just so happened, unfortunately, that the reporter was physically disabled and has some deformed hands. So on the surface, it could appear.
Okay, I want to get Mark's comments on that. Keep rolling that in the background as a B-roll, because what you did was you absolutely destroyed that. You showed how time and again Donald Trump criticized people and he used that same gesture with his hands. But the one time that he does it and the person is disabled, has a kind of palsy or whatever, they focus on that to the exclusion of everything else. And I want to get your comments on that. We're about out of time. We've got to go to break here. I want to get your comments on that when we come back on the other side of the break. It's absolutely amazing. And you completely destroyed that. You did a great job, Mark. We're going to be right back. Stay with us.
Pistol threat armor is just not enough. KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Thank you.
back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, and joining me now is Mark Dice. As I point out, he's got a million subscribers on YouTube, and if you want to know why, just listen to some of these titles he's got up there. Obama's dog bites White House guest, and reporters laugh at the following cover-up. Or U2 cancels his new album because Trump won the election. I mean, that's really, you're right on top of things, Mark, and that's why you've got so many subscribers there. People can find the link at markdice.com. You'll find the link there. We talked in the last segment about his new book, The Bilderberg Group, Facts and Fiction, and the difference between the Bilderberg meetings and Davos and the way those are covered. But as we went to break, we were playing his report from a week ago, where he broke down the lies that Meryl Streep was putting forth about Donald Trump, saying that he was making fun of a disabled reporter. And, of course, I think the interesting thing is that the Internet just doesn't blink. And as Anonymous says, it doesn't forget and it never forgives. And if you're going to forward through false information, if you're going to promulgate lies and hoaxes, the Internet doesn't forget and it doesn't forgive. Mark, you absolutely destroyed that narrative with your video showing all the many times that he's used that gesture, not talking about somebody that had a disability.
Yeah, what it is, it's a typical nervous quirk. We all have our own unique little nonverbal gestures. And when he's kind of mocking someone, not for what they look like, but for what they said or what they've done, he sort of flails his arms around a little bit. And this is something that he's done not on two occasions, not on three, not on four, on at least five different occasions that we found on video. And so the mainstream media, the Clown News Network, CNN and others, they have to know that this is not him mocking the reporter. It's an unfortunate coincidence that the reporter has a physical disability. And so they froze, or they'll show the clip in slow motion where it looks like he's, you know, allegedly making fun of the reporter's hands when that's simply not true. He just flails his arms around in a way to sort of mock what it is that they have said or what it is that they've done. We all have our unique nervous little quirks. I mean, I sometimes, when I'm talking, I tend to, people have noticed I will wiggle my tongue back and forth and they think I'm a reptilian, some people. And I even had one woman years ago at my former day job accuse me of sticking my tongue out at her. We were having a little disagreement and I was getting a little bit flustered myself. And she accused me of sticking my tongue out at her. The level of insanity is that of Meryl Streep. But
you're nowhere close in the tongue area. You're nowhere close to John Kerry. I mean, nobody even comes close to that guy. I mean, maybe you remember the count. I lost count. Somebody did a count of the video. One speech that he did it in was what, over 100 times that he flicks his tongue out like a reptile? It's absolutely
amazing. Gary Johnson does. Gary Johnson does stick his tongue out at reporters. I'm sure.
That's right. I'm at the bench. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
You know, the video on a correction, almost a million subscribers on YouTube. So I want to thank everyone for watching. If you know, come on over to check the channel out if you know, come and see me on the show here. But that video that you just showed on my channel has, I think, 700,000 views.
And well deserved. That's a good video. People need to see that. They need to pass that around on social media. People need to see that.
And that's why they're trying to shut us down, because Meryl Streep can get on television and lie to, I don't know how many people watch the Golden Globes. It could be 7 or 8 million people, maybe 4 or 5. The ratings are getting so horrible on mainstream shows. But if I could make one video and it gets 700,000 views and you guys play it on your show, gets millions of listeners, millions more views. I mean, we, with a shoestring budget compared to these major networks, can put out quality information to debunk their lies. And that's why they're trying to label as fake news. The New York Times just a few weeks ago came out with an entire article. Almost all of it was dedicated to me, calling me fake news. And then I did a report about it, and 250,000 people watched that video. More people than read their actual article.
Well, so you're gaining following, because the truth is very powerful. But they get Meryl Streep and they get these actors because they make their living selling fiction. And she did that in a very visceral way. She cried about it. She was really hurt. And it was a very moving speech that she gave. You know, a lot of people, okay, maybe you don't like the kinds of movies that Meryl Streep does. She's a very good actress, I believe. And you could see that at the Golden Globes. I mean, it's a phony award ceremony, but she did deserve some kind of an award for the hit piece that she did on Donald Trump, you know, from the left. The left gave her that award, and they're going to give her more work and more higher visibility because of that performance that she gave at Golden Globes.
It was very dramatic. You could see how she was building up to it. At first, it wasn't, you weren't clear what she was talking about, and she had this whole thing, to this dramatic build up. She didn't reference his name. She was just alluding to it. Such a shame. And again, the editors at these media outlets, they have to know that this is a total joke. And the fact that they're reporting this as a supposed hit or an insult on a disabled man shows that they have no credibility. They are liars. They are the fake news.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us, Mark Dice. You can find him at markdice.com. You can see his videos linked to his YouTube channel. We'll be right back, and we'll have Alex Jones's report on tactical nukes at the inauguration.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to play for you a report that Alex did breaking down concerns about how far the globalists will go against Trump. Will they go as far as a tactical nuke? We're going to play that for you in just a moment. Before we do, I just want to remind you that our sale that began at the beginning of the new year, Make Our Bodies Great Again initiative, that will be ending soon. And, of course, these are discounts of 20 to 30% on some of our most popular supplements. We did that at the beginning of the year because it is very important for you to start the new year with a good habit, to establish habits that are going to be healthy, whether it's exercise or diet or supplementation. as well as protection from toxins that are in the food, water, and air that you're constantly consuming. So we have discounts, 30% off Brain Force, 30% off Super Male Vitality, 30% off Survival Shield X2. That's our nascent iodine that we sell. Also, 20% off of our vitamin B12 supplement, Secret 12, 20% off Liver Shield, 20% off Knockout. That's our natural sleep aid. And, of course, sleep, restful sleep, is a very important part of your health regime. And also 20% off Prostaguard. You'll find those and many others at InfoWarsLife.com. And, again, this sale will be ending very soon. This is a sale that began at the beginning of the new year. It will be ending very soon. All right, let's go to this report from Alex Jones, Public Fears, Tactical Nuke at Inauguration.
It was in 2013 that we first began reporting on the missing nuclear weapons from Dyess Air Force Base in West Texas. As I began to file this report on the road with my family, fire trucks drove by, which is just fitting to signify the type of crisis this country and the world's in. It had been a few years before that that six air-launched cruise missiles had come up missing from the Minon base in North Dakota. And they weren't discovered until they'd been shipped to a major Air Force base in Louisiana. Within 1 week of that story breaking, six people had mysteriously been gunned down or killed in different ways at that Air Force base in Minon. Now, why do I preface the beginning of this transmission with that? A lot of people keep asking me, will they set off a low-yield or tactical nuke in D.C. to stop the Trump inauguration and try to basically derail the whole populist movement? And I haven't really responded to that because we don't have any hard intel on it. We don't have any chatter. I don't have any sources on that fact. But I have to ask myself, if Obama would fund ISIS and al-Qaeda taking over multiple countries in the Middle East and Africa and killing hundreds of thousands of people and overthrowing non-radical regimes and putting every Christian they find to the sword, then the answer is yes. If the people controlling Obama would launch major wars in the last 3 years in places like Ukraine and start a war with Russia and move U.S. troops to the border with Poland and have all sorts of other provocative actions being put in place and the federalizing of elections and be acting like they don't intend to leave, then anything is possible. I want to be clear before the national media picks this up and lies and says that I'm saying there's going to be a nuclear attack in D.C. on Trump's inauguration come up in 5 days. I'm not saying that. I'm going to be there with my crew covering on the ground. And if the globalists did try something like that, it would end up blowing up in their face because the populist movement worldwide is exploding, nationalism is exploding, and the people are on to this corporate form of world government. I mean, there were, like, it's no exaggeration, more than 10 major articles in AFP, AP, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, just this weekend, admitting that at the Davos meeting in Switzerland, the globalists admit they're in crisis. They hope the communist Chinese can prop them up. They admit the public should wait to their planetary program, so now it's in trouble because they always wanted to operate by stealth. That was in the Banff Canada documents 2007 from their whole North American Union meeting that it was key to keep it all stealth. Well, if it's not stealth, it's dead on arrival. And so Trump is only surfing in on the populist movement, just like the Brexit, just like Nigel Farage, just like I am, just like we all are. I keep explaining, I'm not who's important. It's you, the listeners, you, the activists around the world. All the other racial division, religious stuff, that's a distraction the globalists use to divide us. Don't we all agree we don't want foreign, multinational, mega banks above the law, totally ruthless, tax-exempt, running our lives? Yes, we all agree that's wrong. 99.9% of us. I mean, we're talking less than 0.1% actually even benefit from this thing. Their ideology is to pull up the carpet, is to pull up the ladder so that none of us can become self-sufficient. It's all about economic enslavement. It's all about turning us from owners into renters. That's their admitted plan under Cloward and Piven and so many other documents, but so many other public statements. That's why I harp on Obama telling Africans they can't have cars or air conditioning, but he lands in a jumbo jet, an Air Force One, with like 10 other major jets behind him and 1,000 strong entourage and over 200 Secret Service. Sometimes he has 1,000 Secret Service when he travels. I mean, it's just insane how disconnected, how arrogant, and how elitist these people are, but it's all coming to a massive head. So everybody keeps asking me, do you think a nuke will go off? Well, here's some background. The military has devices, spectrometers, you name it, that are able to see different radioactive isotopes even through heavy shielding. So it'd be very hard to bring a nuke into D.C. because there will be helicopters, there are satellites, there are other aircraft that are scanning that area for it being brought in. If something was there, it would have to be under 20, 30, 40 feet of concrete. And that's declassified stuff from the 80s. The word is they've got stuff even more powerful that can see even deeper than 30, 40 feet of steel-reinforced concrete. So if something does get snuck in and detonated, it's a very good chance that the powers that be were involved because they've got technologies to stop it. Whenever you drive into the Texas border or out of Mexico or out of Canada into, say, New York State, you notice all these big devices and a lot of antennas pointed out of your car. Those are radioactive snoopers. I'm not an engineer. I've just read about it and seen it and, you know, driven to the border with engineers, and they've explained it to me, and I've gone and looked it up. So, again, they've got all sorts of stuff. And if a nuke does go off, you better believe it's the shadow government wanting to use COG to get power. In fact, there are four doomsday machines that, again, are big jets loaded with continuity of government systems. So in case Congress ever got taken out by a nuke and or the president or both, that they would be able to successfully continue the government. The problem is that in many other countries, COG systems have been used actually to seize control of the government. Because if something's a shadow government, if something's a separate government, if something has control of the government, if you're wanting to actually hijack it from the elected government, what do you do? Well, you take out the elected government, and then you install yourself. Or with groups, different people in the elected government, you countermand other people in the elected government and circumvent and have a coup that way. And what's happened is the globalists, by infiltration and economic takeover, already taken over the U.S. Trump is a manifestation, and our movement's manifestation of restoring the republic. That's why I hammer on the fact that we are getting our country back right now. People ask, is Trump real? Folks, he's going after Big Pharma that charges us the most in the world. He's going after vaccines. He's going after NAFTA/GATT. He's going after TPP. He's going after the gun control. He's going after the open borders. He's going after the fact that they set our taxes the highest in the world so corporations wouldn't have their businesses based here. He's already brought back over $100 billion of investment for 2017. It hasn't even been in office yet. There's already $1.2 trillion more in the stock market, and it goes on and on. But more importantly, he's discredited the mainstream media. He stood up as a real leader. He's not going to Reykjavik. Excuse me. He's not going to Davos over in Switzerland. He's going to Reykjavik to meet with Putin. They're announcing this meeting as his first major meeting to point out that it's leaders of countries that meet and make decisions, not a bunch of bankers meeting in Davos behind the scenes with other heads of state engaged in open treason. See, what the globalists have done is try to normalize treason, normalize openly having secret agreements, transferring power, all getting together, convincing themselves that since it's okay for them to get away with it, that supposedly it's okay overall. No, it's not okay. And so it's a giant game that is coming down around them, and they're scared. They know they're going to get prosecuted when Trump gets in. Not because Trump's even vindictive, but because it's justice and it has to be done, and Sessions is going to go after him. Notice they said that Obamacare was invincible and can never be repealed. Now you see it's being repealed even before he's in office. It's already passed with the Senate, now it's in the House. The Senate was the hard part. And Trump pointed out, he said, I could let you keep having this in 2017 and not beat it, not repeal it, but then it would hurt the country so bad that it might be irreversible. I would get major political points against the Democrats, but instead we're going to repeal it because it's the right thing to do. You see, that's what a true leader does. Now, getting back to the nuke, I'll make this short and sweet. I hope no nuke goes off, but you cannot put it past these people to do anything, or a financial collapse, which is the equivalent of a financial hydrogen bomb. The big thing it looks like they're pushing for is more media hoaxes, more dossiers, more made-up internet files they call dossiers to give it credibility. Okay? So you've got that to deal with. Also, they've been busting in tens of thousands of people on the Soros and Ford Foundation payrolls to try to cause as much civil unrest as possible. They admit try to shut down the inauguration. So that's an act of sedition right there. Because it's not like they're protesting something the government's done, which is the First Amendment, which I totally support. They're protesting the people's vote and our president coming in and trying to shut down him getting into office and trying to shut down him getting into the White House and trying to go along with rogue groups in our government to hijack control of our country. See, that's an outside foreign power doing that. And that's why you see the communist Chinese openly admitting they're buying up Hollywood to bolster the takeover of America. And you read the news I mentioned earlier that the elite hope the Chinese communists can help the New World Order survive. They're openly calling on foreign powers to help them with money and boycotts and you name it to, quote, get our president in line. While they tell us that he secretly is meeting and worked with the Russians when it's Hillary that got caught doing that. See, they're nakedly worshiping China, working with China, using their economic muscle and more to operate illegally in this country against American people. Then they have the nerve to say that Trump is this outside traitor or enemy. This is the arrogance. So he's going to Reykjavik to meet with Putin for world peace, acting like a real leader, just like Reagan did with Gorbachev 30 years ago. Meanwhile, they're trying to bring the country down and trying to sabotage our electoral process. And as Obama gets ready to leave office, he's signing thousands of documents and just incredible piles of regulations every day. And on every front, it's terrible things that ruin the economy and hurt the American people. That's what a nasty piece of crap globalist Obama is, carrying out his operation that he's sworn to do. See, it's not just rhetoric when I say they're evil enough to get us. That's their philosophy. That's their plan. The American system must fail and must fall because it competes with their global government that picks the winners. These are our sworn enemies. So, yes, I think they could set off a nuke. I'm not saying they are. But clearly we've had nukes missing before, and so I think people asking that question are very smart, and that's something that has to be looked at. But I think the race riot angle and other things like that are probably what will happen, but that may not even happen because they failed to sell this whole Trump was a Russian agent narrative. And no matter how hard they push with all these fake civil rights leaders and other race pimps, it's only blown up their face because the next big turning is here, the tipping point is here. You cannot deny that, and that's why I'm so excited. We are witnessing incredible history. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. I'm traveling back to Texas tomorrow, and I'll be back in studio. Took off a few weeks with the family, but it's been a working vacation, and it's been good to be out here and to see what's happening in other corners of the nation. Back to David Knight hosting the worldwide broadcast.
And again, that's Alex Jones. He's talking about the attack on the American system by the global elitist. You have to understand that it's not just Donald Trump that they're attacking. They're attacking the tens of millions of people who voted for Donald Trump. They're attacking the peaceful transition of power. They're attacking democratic elections when they talk about how this is illegitimate. And, of course, what is the source of this attack? Who has been leading this? As Glenn Greenwald pointed out, it's the deep state. And he said, shame on the liberals who have, in many cases, been at the forefront of talking about how it was wrong for the CIA to be overthrowing regimes throughout the world and protested when that happened elsewhere, but then inviting it here at home because they don't agree with Donald Trump. There are ways in a representative democracy to oppose policies of people that you don't like. But, of course, we have seen this is the same playbook we've seen from Barack Obama throughout his 8 years of his administration, and that is to shoot the messenger. Whenever we had whistleblowers or journalists exposing unconstitutional criminal actions by the Obama administration, what was their response? It was always to attack the source of the information, not to say, hey, we didn't do anything wrong. Let's take a look at this. No. This guy should never have done that. Let's execute Snowden. Let's come after him. And, you know, there's now a petition that has over 1 million signatures asking Obama to pardon Snowden. I'm all for that. But you understand, Obama is not about to do that. Snowden represents the hallmark of the Obama administration, using that 100-year-old law, the Espionage Act of 1917, more than every other president combined in the last 100 years to come after whistleblowers and journalists. And so it is perfectly in keeping for him to come after Snowden. Snowden will be the epitome of the Obama criminality that we see. But let's take a look at this back and forth that's going on between John Brennan and Donald Trump over the last weekend. Now, the New American pointed out on Saturday that Donald Trump, and we didn't talk about this too much because there's so much else that was happening in a press conference that happened on Wednesday, but he pointed out that he had essentially done a sting operation on the intelligence services to show that it was they who were leaking this information. Of course, we had the press conference, and later on the press conference, they point out, he said, "I'll tell you what does happen. I have many meetings with intelligence, and every time I meet, people are reading about it. Somebody is leaking it out." And then they say he went on to explain that he considered the possibility that leaks could be coming from his office. And he said, well, I thought maybe it's my office because I have a lot of people. Maybe it's them. So Donald Trump hatched a plan to ferret out the link. And this is what he said in the press conference. He said, and what I did is I said, I won't tell anybody. I'm going to have a meeting and I won't tell anybody about my meeting with intelligence. And what happened was I had my meeting. Nobody knew, not even Rona, my executive assistant for years. She didn't know. I didn't tell her. Nobody knew. The meeting, we had the meeting. The meeting was over. They left. And he said the only people who knew about the meeting were myself and the intelligence community. But word got out immediately that I'd had a meeting. You see, Donald Trump is not an idiot. He knows how to do his own. He's like, I got a leak. I'm going to just compartmentalize this information and then see if it gets out. And it did get out. And that's one of the reasons why he said, you know, hey, these guys are acting like Nazis. They put out this fake information on me. We have these meetings. I don't tell anybody but them. And then they leak stuff about the meeting. And then we have John Brennan coming back and saying, well, I take great umbrage that he would compare us to the Nazis. Maybe what he should have done is compared them to the Soviet Union and the East German Stasi, because that's what the former head of the NSA, William Binney, did. And he's exactly right.
Like me. You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 0606 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 0606 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 0606.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
I read the news today. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. The fourth hour is going to be hosted by Leanne and Owen. They'll be joining us in a little bit. But before we go back to the news, and I want to finish up with this back and forth between Donald Trump and John Brennan and the CIA. Before we do that, I just want to remind you that our special 2017 Make Our Bodies Great Again initiative, that will be ending soon. You can see the sales at InfoWarsLife.com, anywhere from 20 to 30% off a wide variety of supplements that we sell at InfoWars Life. And, of course, that's the way we fund our operation. We don't get massive grants from the government. We don't get grants from George Soros. Instead, they attack us when we sell products that will help you to protect yourself, to protect your family, to protect your health. Also, we have received an emergency shipment of DNA Force. We've been out of that for over a month, and we got in a limited shipment, and so it's now available for a limited time. We're going to offer you 10% discount off to help you get back stock back up because it was out for a while. And again, it is a very difficult thing for us to get. It's because of this key ingredient, BioPQQ. Just one batch of that costs $30,000. And if you want to know how important that is to your cellular health, take a look at the 175 clinical studies. Read the information that we have at InfoWarsLife.com. Do your own research. And you'll understand why people find this to be so important. Again, it's very difficult for us to secure this, very expensive to secure it. So a 10% discount is a significant savings off of this. It is our, I guess, our most expensive supplement that we have there. So 10% is a significant savings. Again, that is now in stock as well for a limited time at InfoWarsLife.com. As I was just reporting, Donald Trump pointed out in the press conference, and there was so much other stuff that was going on in the press conference, it wasn't noticed a great deal. But he said, hey, I knew that this information was being leaked, so I set up a little, actually it was a sting, if you want. And he compartmentalized this information, and he only told these intelligence guys about it. And he said, immediately after the meeting, nobody else knew about it, none of my staff, because this leaked out to the press. And that is the basis of that, and of course, the idea that this thing is absolutely disgusting and false, this dirty dossier. He thanked Bob Woodward as he blasted the intelligence community over this dossier. He said, thank you to Bob Woodward, who said that is a garbage document. It never should have been presented. Trump is right to be upset and angry about it. He said, this is an article from The Hill. They say earlier on Fox News Sunday, Bob Woodward from Watergate called the dossier a garbage document, and I said they never should have used it. He also said, intelligence officials who are terrific and have done a great work make a mistake here. And when people make mistakes, they should apologize. But see, they're not apologizing. They're doubling down. We got John Brennan coming out and saying, Donald Trump is outrageous. How dare him compare us to Nazis? And I pointed out, well, William Binning has compared what the NSA is doing and intelligence communities in terms of spying on the American people illegally. Unconstitutionally, he has compared it to what he observed for years as a head technical person for the NSA. He said, this is exactly what I saw happening by the Stasi in East Germany and in the Soviet Union. This is what I fought against. I don't want to see this happen in America. And, of course, a lot of people have, how many times has Donald Trump been called a Nazi by everybody from Glenn Beck to Rachel Maddow? But when he says this, they take umbrage at it, according to the CIA director, John Brennan. And listen to the condescending tone that John Brennan has. He says, I think Donald Trump needs to be mindful that he does not have full appreciation and understanding of what the implications are of going down that road. Well, you know what? He understands exactly what you're doing, John Brennan. That's one of the reasons why he set up his own sting operation. And then after you did this and after you pushed back on this, Donald Trump tweeted out to his 20 million Twitter followers, well, was the CIA boss the leaker of fake news? He isn't going to back down. You guys need to understand. That's why there's so much concern about what the deep state, what the globalists will do either at the inauguration or shortly after. Stay with us when we come back. We're going to talk about how Barack Obama offered us hope, but what we got was chains. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.